वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, chapter 12, and text today we will read 39. So try to repeat for me.
सकृदंग प्रतिमांतराहिता मनोमयीं भागवतीं ददौ गतिं सैव नित्यात्म सुखानुभूतिभिः विदुस्तमायोऽन्तर्गतो हि किं पुनः सकृद्ददङ्गप्रतिमान्तराहिता मनोमयी भागवतीं ददौ गतिम् स एव नित्यात्मसुखानुभूतिभिः विदुस्तमायोऽन्तर्गतो हि किं पुनः सकृदङ्गप्रतिमान्तराहिता मनोमयी भागवतीं ददौ गतिम् स एव नित्यात्मसुखानुभूतिभिः विदुस्तमायोऽन्तर्गतो हि किं पुनः
सकृत वंस ओनली यत हुज अंग प्रतिमा द फॉर्म ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड देयर आर मेनी फॉर्म्स बट कृष्णा इज द ओरिजिनल फॉर्म अंत आहिता प्लेसिंग विद इन द कोर ऑफ द हार्ट Somehow or other, manahmayi, thinking of him even by force, bhagavati, which is competent to offer devotional service to the Lord, dada, Krishna gave, gati, The best destination. Saha, he, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eva, indeed. Nitya, always. Atma, all of the living entities. Sukhanubhutihi, Anyone thinking of him immediately enjoy transcendental pleasure. Abhivyutasmaya, because of all illusion, is completely removed by him. Antahgata. He is always present within the core of the heart. He indeed. Kim punaha. What to speak? Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. If even only once, or even by force, one brings the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead into one's mind, one can attain the Supreme Salvation by the mercy of Krishna, as did Aghasura. What then is to be said of those whose hearts the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters when he appears as an incarnation, or those who always think of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the source of transcendental bliss for all living entities, and by whose all illusion is completely removed. The process of receiving the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described here. Yatpad Pankaj Palas Vilas Bhaktya, Bhagavatam 4:22-39. Simply by thinking of Krishna, one can attain him very easily. Krishna is also described as having his lotus feet always within the heart of his devotee. Bhagavan Bhakt Hridaya Sthitah. In the case of Aghasura, one may argue that he was not a devotee. The answer to this is that he thought of Krishna for a moment with devotion. Bhaktya hame kaya grahya. Without devotion, one can think of Krishna. And conversely, whenever one thinks of Krishna, one undoubtedly has devotion. Although Aghasura's purpose was to kill Krishna, for a moment Aghasura thought of Krishna with devotion, and Krishna and his associates wanted to sport within Aghasura's mouth. Similarly, Putna wanted to kill Krishna by poisoning him, but Krishna took her as his mother because he had accepted the milk of her breast. Svalpam api asya dharmasya trayati mahato bhagyat. Bhagavad Gita 2:40. Especially when Krishna appears as an avatar, anyone who thinks of Krishna in his different incarnation, Ramad Smurti Skala Niyamena Tishtan, and especially in the original form as the Krishna, attains salvation. There are many instances of this, and among them is Aghasura, who attained the salvation of Sarupya Mukti. Therefore, the process is Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantasya Dridhavrata, Bhagavad Gita 9:14. Those who are devotees always engaged in glorifying Krishna Advaitamachyutamanadimananta Rupam. When we speak of Krishna, we refer to all his incarnations such as Krishna, Govinda, Narayana, Vishnu, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Balaram and Shyam Sundar. One who always think of Krishna must attain mukti, vimukti, a special salvation as the Lord's personal associates, not necessarily in Vrindavan, but at least in Vaikuntha. This is called Sarupya Mukti. This is in this chapter description about the deliverance of our killing of Aghasura. we know Aghasura, in his previous life, was a demon. And when Krishna was merely 5 years old boy, even he was not herding the cows. Before herding the cows, Krishna take care of a calf only. At the age of 5, Krishna killed Aghasura. So first of all, Aghasura, he was a demon, very elevated personality, weak personality, important personality. But somehow or other, he offended Ashtavakra. Ashtavakra. Ashtavakra is a personality, we can say, the ugliest personality existing on the earthly planet. Most ugly. Color-wise and shape-wise. Ugly. So one time, Rishi Ashtavakra was walking in the valley of Malayachal. At times he happened to that valley, Aghasura came, and then Aghasura saw the ugly, most ugly form of Ashtavakra. And contrary, Aghasura is such a beautiful personal body. He was very beautiful person, as if he was second Cupid himself. So Aghasura has not in the concept of without external beauty. Someone can be worshipable and puja, worshipable and great. This discrimination was not in him because he was extremely proud of her personal, of his personal beauty. So as soon as he glanced Ashtavakra, immediately he started to laugh. His laughter so much so that the whole valley was resounded by the laughing of Aghasura. Not only that, eventually Aghasura did, he came very close to Ashtavakra and pointing towards him with his index finger, he said, "You ugly human being." And of course, Ashtavakra was the beyond of this type of mode of material quality. But still, by the will of Krishna, anger came in his mind. And immediately Ashtavakra cursed him. A curse came out from his lip. He said, "Sarpo bhav durmate, you, Aghasura, you become a serpent." Since that time, and then Aghasura appeared in this track of land, Braj somewhere, he became associates of Kamsa. The day he was cursed, the same day he was feeling, he was haunted, like he was feeling that I have the serpent body. Though he was principal associates of Kamsa and the human form, but still he was haunted, he was feeling that I have serpent body. So he was delivered. This chapter described when Krishna was herding calf. So one day, the day before this pastime took place, Krishna and cowherd boy, while they are returning back to Chatikara, here Vrindavan, from forest, so all the boys decided that tomorrow we would not take our breakfast, our morning food in the Braja, Chatikara, rather we will take our breakfast and lunch, everything in forest. They have taken decision. And every single boy agreed. Next day, Jai Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakhaji ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. And next day, They did not take their morning food. They came to a forest. And while the boys were playing, first of all they tie or hang their lunch bag, kaleva, in one of the celebrated tree, bought bricks of Vrindavan, the Akshay Bhat. For your information, there are different, many Akshay Bhat tree, but 16 Bhat are extremely important. In Vrindavan itself, you know, Bansi Bhat, there are two Bansi Bhat, out of 16, two Bansi Bhat. One here is Vrindavan, and another is Bhandirvan. So, butter bricks. See, please remember, go through the here in Vrindavan, very important butter bricks. Bansi butt, you must have seen. Sringar butt, you must have seen. And Advait butt as well. Other. And when you go other places, Akshay butt. And very celebrated butt bricks, where Yavat is located. Of course, that Yavat was named after that particular bhat, Jav bhat, Javak bhat, and Bhandir bhat, so different. So they hang, they tie their lunch bag in the Akshay bhat, and while we are playing. Here Sukhdev Goswami, when the boys were very in bliss playing with Krishna, so Sukhdev Goswami described this Vrindavanam Sriyam, the beauty, glory of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan always, when Krishna, of course, this information, that particular day, Balaram did not came for herding the calf. Janma Kshatra was there. It was not birthday, but Janma Kshatra. So Balaram stayed behind. So this particular day when Krishna delivered Aghasura, that particular day, Balaram did not come. He was behind, he was in house. So Sukhdev Goswami described the beauty of Vrindavan. This forest was in charge of this forest, Dwadashvani Vrindadevi. So here nicely here, Vrindadevi used her all expertise to decorate this place, Vrindavan, because this is playing place of Krishna. So headed by Vrindadevi, otherwise all the gopis, even Srimati Radharani also try to decorate this Vrindavan, beauty, make this more beautiful. So when boys were playing, different type of birds were chirping, and humming sound of bees. So whole atmosphere was surcharged by the fragrance of flowers, transcendental fragrance. Whole, first by the sound vibration, all Vrindavan everywhere it was resounded by different type of birds. Boys were making sound. Calf were making sound, cow and then birds and bees. The whole atmosphere was resounded by transcendental sound vibration, and same time this whole atmosphere was surcharged, all filled with fragrance. This was situation. When Sukhdev Goswami was describing the beauty of Vrindavan, immediately Sukhdev Goswami started to describe the fortune, good luck, our destiny, fate of those boys. Sukhdev Goswami described, while he was describing the good luck or fortune of those boys, dhritatma bhi yogi bhi bahujanma krikshata api yad pad pansu alabhya. Even big yogi, sanakadi, even Shiva, Brahma, they try their level best to touch dust of Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna. They simply, they aspire, they try, they meditate, the different टाइप ऑफ इंडिवर द परफॉर्म सो दैट दे कैन गेट द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू टच द डस्ट फ्रॉम द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा. बट दीज बॉयज वॉज सो फॉर्चुनेट दे वर प्लेइंग विथ कृष्णा एंड अनदर फॉर्चून ऑफ दोज बॉयज सुखदेव गोस्वामी डिस्क्राइब द स्वये व स्वयं यद दृग विषय द सेम कृष्ण बिग बिग ग्रेट योगी दे सिंपली ट्राई टू कैच द ग्लिम्स ऑफ द फॉर्म ऑफ कृष्ण आर अदर इनकार्नेशन बट दे आर नॉट ऑलवेज द सक्सेसफुली द आई मीन ब्रीफ एंड इनकम्प्लीट साइट ग्लिम्स दे वॉन्ट टू कैच एंड दे आर ऑलवेज दे आर नॉट सक्सेसफुल बट दीज बॉयज हैज द कॉन्स्टेंट विजुअल परसेप्शन ऑफ कृष्ण. कृष्ण वॉज प्लेइंग विद इन ऑलवेज दे हैव फॉर्चून टू सी कृष्ण फेस टू फेस. सो इन द यू कैन इमेजिन द फॉर्चून ऑफ बॉयज काउहर्ड बॉयज आर काउहर्ड बॉय. योगी ट्राइज टू कैच ए ब्रीफ इनकम्प्लीट ग्लिम्स ऑफ कृष्ण आर एनी इनकार्नेशन बट दे आर नॉट ऑलवेज सक्सेसफुल. बट दिज बॉयज हैज अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सी दर पर विजुअल परपेचुअल विजुअल परसेप्शन ऑल. सो हु कुड नो हाउ वी कैन डिस्क्राइब द फॉर्चून ऑफ दिज बॉयज. हाउ एवर द बॉयज वे आर इन द ब्लिस वे आर प्लेइंग नियर अक्षय भट्ट ऑन द बैंक ऑफ यमुना विथ कृष्णा. एट दैट टाइम अघासुर केम ही वॉज एसोसिएट ऑफ कंस एंड ही वॉज ऑल्सो ऑर्डर आई इंस्पायर्ड बाई कंस टू कम हियर. तो आई सुन एज अघासुर शाह द ब्लिसफुल प्लेइंग ऑफ दोज बॉयज ही बिकम सो इनवियस दैट ही कुड नॉट टोलरेट द प्लेजर ऑफ दोज बॉयज एंड इमिडिएटली ही डिसाइडेड टू किल देम ऑल. ही डिसाइडेड ही टूक ए वाउ टू फिनिश किल कृष्णा काउहर्ड बॉयज एंड ऑल द कॉप्स. इट वॉज हिज भाव. सो ही कुड नॉट टोलरेट देयर प्लेजर. एंड देन ही डिड दैट ऑल दैट पास पास हाउ ही स्प्रेड एंड बिकम ए पाइथन ग्रेट बिग ह्यूज पाइथन अजगर एंड हाउ ही ओपन हिज माउथ एंड होल डिस्क्रिप्शन पास्ट टाइम डिस्क्राइब. वन पॉइंट वेन कृष्ण इंटर्ड इन द बॉडी ऑफ अघासुर एंड अघासुर हैज इंटेंशन टू क्रश देम ऑल काफ काउहर्ड बॉयज एंड कृष्ण इन हिज माउथ. एट दैट टाइम कृष्ण बिकम बिगर एंड बिगर इज सो मच बिग दैट he could not even breathe. Aghasura was not able to breathe and suffocated and he died. Still Krishna cowherd boys and calves were within the mouth, within the body of Aghasura. So one point what happened there when cowherd boy there within the his body or his stomach at that time a glaring effulgence very bright effulgence came out from the body of Aghasura and he entered in the sky and rested there and he was waiting there. First of, from body glaring effulgence brilliant effulgence came out light and it stayed in the sky for a while waiting until Krishna came out from the body of Aghasura. And when Krishna came out from the body of Aghasura, Krishna was on the ground, cowherd boys were on the ground, calf on the ground. The glaring or brilliant effulgence was resting in the sky, waiting in the sky. Immediately he started to move towards Krishna. And at one point, the glaring effulgence, bright effulgence entered in the feet of, in the body of Krishna, or in Krishna. Sukhdev Goswami was describing, this happened, this incident took place, and when Sukhdev Goswami was describing, at that time the sages of, not Naimisharan, sages of, where Sukhdev Goswami spoke, recited Srimad Bhagavatam first, Sukta, right on the, when the saintly person, many persons, even Naraji was sitting there, Vedvyasa, all the great personality was sitting, even the demigod was there present. They become surprised, how come that is such a Mahadushta Shyapi. He was no Dushta, he was Mahadushta. He was very much envious, inimical towards the Krishna, cowherd boy, then calf. And he was very much inimical to demigod. Envious to them, how come that Aghasura got such a elevated position? He got the Bimukti, he got Sajujya, sorry, Sarupya Mukti. So everyone becomes very much surprised. So, though Parikshit Maharaj, later on he asked the question, but everyone was very much surprised. Then Sukhdev Goswami talks this verse, Kaimutya Nyayena Drihyati. It is described, described that if simply someone associate with, to touch the transcendental form, transcendental body of Krishna, he becomes liberated, Bhimukti, come. He can get liberation. So, when Sukhdev Goswami was said, this is not very much surprising thing. So, those all the saintly persons, Rishi, they ask, how come? Because simply by meditation, a yogi simply they meditate on the form of Lord, transcendental form of Dhyana vasti tadgatena manasa pasyanti yam yogino. Yogi dhyana vasti. They sit in the trance, in samadhi, and they try to establish, put the transcendental form of Krishna in their heart. And simply by meditation, they can get liberation, mukti. They become eligible to enter the spiritual planet. So, Krishna says, Bhaktya ekaya grahya. This is the like law. Krishna says, I can be approached. I can be obtained only by pure devotional service. Bhaktya ekaya. Ekaya means here only bhakti and only unalloyed bhakti, shuddha bhakti. I can be obtained. So here the saintly person that talk that Krishna says that only by pure devotional service one can get. He can become eligible to enter in the spiritual planet, spiritual kingdom. But this person, he was not devotee. Aghasura was not a pure, he was not devotee, what to speak of pure devotee. Rather, he was envious, agha, sinful personality. Then how come the hiccup? That we know that simply by meditation also certain person get that salvation, mukti. We hear a story of Khatvang. Khatvango nam rajarshi. Khatvang was a saintly person, saintly king. Once he went to heavenly planet, there were fighting was going on between demon and demigod. And one point the demigod could understand they are going to lose the battle war. So all the way from heavenly planet, demigod came here, earthly planet, and they requested Maharaj Khatwang, please help us, otherwise we are going to lose the battle. So Khatwang was such a powerful personality, from earthly planet he went to heavenly planet. And he fought against the demons. And demigod win the battle. And at one point, they become very much obliged, indebted to Maharaj Khatwang, because by his help, they have retained their heavenly planet. So they wanted to give him a benediction. And they were ready to give him the supreme benediction, any benediction. They requested, Maharaj Khatwang, you have helped us. In return, we want to give you any benediction, please ask. And that Maharaj Khatwang said, okay, I will accept your benediction. But first, tell me, what is the remaining duration of my life? How long I am still going to live? And demigod informed that, we are sorry, Maharaj, only 48 minutes, that's all. Your remaining duration of life, two ghadi, different colors, either 45 minutes or maximum 48 minutes, that's all. Maharaj Khatwang, this is good enough. You arrange an airplane who can fly in with the speed of mind. I want to come to earthly planet. Please don't do anything. Send me immediately. Transfer me. Transport me to earthly planet. And the celestial air planet, Indra arranged, and immediately he came on earthly planet. Sat on the bank of Sarju. By this time, few minutes have gone, 4 or 5 minutes, may hardly 40 minutes, 35 minutes was remain. Sit by vibrating, he was Krishna name and thinking about Krishna. After again, two ghadi, left his body, he died. And another, that plane who escorted from heaven to earthly planet, he had returned. And another plane came from Vaikuntha. And after quitting the body, Maharaj Khatwang boarded in the airplane who has come from Vaikuntha and we went. So simply it was the influence of meditation. So he simply by manomai, simply by meditation, forcefully he was trying to have established the form of Lord in his heart. So that at least he was a devotee, serious. But Aghasura was certainly not a devotee. He has not. However, in purport, Srila Prabhupada supports, takes side of Aghasura. Prabhupada says, no, when he was meditating, he has some devotion. Twice in this purport, Srila Prabhupada talks about Aghasura was, while he was thinking, meditating, seeing he has devotion in within, in his heart. However, but certainly in general standard, he was not a devotee. So this verse talks about Sakrit Eva Yasya. If Sakrit means once, Sakrit Yadang Pratima Antarahita, if someone is fortunate enough to establish or fish a catch a glance of the sight of Pratima, not Krishna, Krishna Pratima means Murti, deity far. If someone is fortunate enough for a fraction of minute, once only, by force, if he establishes a far of Krishna, glimpse of Krishna in his heart, that is good enough, competent enough, simply doing once a lifetime, not once a day. Simply you establish, put, place Krishna's, not Krishna form, Krishna deity form, for a fraction of minutes, once in a lifetime, that person becomes eligible to enter in the spiritual planet. That person becomes to revive his pure Krishna consciousness. Simply, and Sukadeva, not the whole path. Yada ang pratima, ang pratima, from top to bottom, from the bottom, from feet to that, but not if that whole pratima, whole form, someone can establish, that is more than enough. If some one limbs, one part of that murti, so simply his feet, simply he is able to meditate or establish, put his feet only, not mouth and other chest. So simply by putting that limbs, that part of that archabigra, that becomes, that person becomes eligible to enter in the kingdom of God. Once in a lifetime, not whole pratima, murti, part of that murti, only leg or only feet or only finger or even only flute. Krishna is holding the flute. If someone becomes eligible to establish that form of the flute for a fraction of a second in his heart, that is good enough, competent enough to transfer that personality from the material platform to the spiritual platform, kingdom of Krishna, kingdom of God. Then he is talking about the aghasura. Aghasura was fortunate enough. So not only manomai murti, it was not his mental form, not he was sitting and meditating. When he meditated there, personally Krishna, Swayam Krishna entered, and Krishna entered also not that it was incarnation of Krishna, not like Vishnu entered, Karnodakshai Vishnu entered, or Garbhodakshai Vishnu, Swayam Bhagavan, Nanda Nandan, yes, Srila Prabhupada Thakur, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He entered, and on the part of Aghasura, he did not make any, simply he was opening his mouth. Personally, Krishna, out of his sweet will, not only his form, not only deity form, personally entered. So if he entered, Krishna personally, very along with his friends and calves entered, if he got salvation, he entered in the kingdom of God, he become pure devotee, then what? Why we should become very much surprised? It's no surprise at all. Yadang pratimas. Sakrit yadang pratimantarahita. Mano mai bhagvatim gato dadogati. Krishna entered in the body of Aghasura. It was not mano mai. It was not mental form that he was meditating, thinking, and that form he has in, that form has entered in his heart. So vidushtamayatamat kim punah. So if simply by having brief, incomplete glimpse of deity form of Krishna, if someone have able to have a glimpse of DT farm, and not whole farm, the part of that farm in heart for once in a life, if he becomes eligible, he becomes qualified enough to develop a spontaneous attraction for Krishna, then if Aghasura got, then there should the, no one should be very much surprised. It is quite natural that Aghasura, though he has not done any piety, he has not done any cultivated any Krishna consciousness, but simply Krishna entered in his heart, in his body, that reason why he got salvation. In Bhakti Samir Sindhu Rupa Goswami also described, Bhaktya Ekaya Grahyam. I can be achieved simply by pure devotional service. So this was about our endeavor. Without pure devotional service, we can't get love of Krishna. But if Krishna wants to award pure devotional service, so this rules and regulation, this law is not for Krishna. If we want to capture Krishna, we need pure attitude of pure devotional service. But if Krishna, by his own sweet will, he wants to catch us, he wants to avoid devotional service, then he can do. He is Svatantra. Very easily he can give. So here this verse talks about the rishis are the assembly members of Maharaj Parikshit. They were not able to digest the fortune, great fortune, fate, destiny of Aghasura. So this verse talks about this answer. So I think here I should stop. You have any question or any comment? वो आप आने की जरूरत नहीं है, आप प्रश्न डायरेक्ट प्रश्न कर सकते हैं.
Krishna mentions that Antakale Chamameva Smarana Chakmakandiva. That at the last moment of the leaving the body, if someone remembers Krishna, then he gets delivered. Mm-hmm. And here you mentioned referring to Aghasura, that even once in a lifetime somebody remembers Krishna, even his little form of the body, then also he gets delivered. So that's correct, according to this. But in case we will dichotomy in my mind, that there the principle is established that at the end of the life, if someone remembers Krishna, then he gets delivered. Otherwise, Yamnam Bhav is Smaranam Bhav, then he gets that same body. Of course, in the case of Aghasura, it was his last moment in life.
If someone has not remembered even a single time during his life, even that person remembers Krishna at last moment, he can be elevated. This Krishna. Someone may be unfortunate, he never ever in his lifetime he has not seen the deity. If that unfortunate person, if he remembers Krishna at the last moment, he also can be elevated in a spiritual plan. This is, I think, question is clear.
But
if in lifetime, even once in a lifetime, he has caught a glimpse of Krishna's form, deity form. He can, in last moment, he may or may not remember once in a lifetime. If someone has caught the glimpse, incomplete view of the deity form, he is competent enough, qualified enough to enter in the spiritual planet. Okay, koi dusra puch, dusre ko chance diye. Okay, so quick ho jaye, kyunki samay 9 baj gaya. पहले से सोच कर रखना चाहिए ना क्या पूछना है इस समय.
अगर हम एक बार भी सोचते हैं तो फॉर्म कृष्ण जी तो एलिजिबल हो जाता है, लेकिन इसका मतलब ये नहीं है कि हम लोग ये श्योरिटी मिल जाती है कि हम बैकवर्ड जाएंगे रहेंगे.
सकृत, थोड़ा सा संस्कृत जानते हो, सकृत एवं, और प्रभुपाद है ट्रांसलेट से वंस, वंस ओनली, वंस इन लाइफ टाइम एंड फोर्सफुली. आपने किया है तो डाउट मत कीजिए, दिस इज वर्ड ऑफ सुखदेव को स्वामी डायरेक्टली एंड ट्रांसलेशन, एंड आई एम सिंपली रिपीटिंग द वर्ड्स ऑफ आचार्य. तो डाउट शब्द का यहाँ पर प्रयोग मत कीजिए, डाउट मत कीजिए. हो गया तो डाउट तो कर रहे थे तो परीक्षित महाराज की सभा के लोग, उनको माथा में ज्ञान नहीं हटा, अरे भाई यह कैसे, अरे पापी यह कैसे चला गया. तो उनके डाउट को इनहेरिट आप मत कीजिए, वहीं तक खत्म कीजिए. सुखदेव गोस्वामी डाउट क्लियर करते हैं, सुखदेव गोस्वामी आर क्लियर द डाउट. वी हैव नो राइट, मोरल राइट टू मेंटेन इन योर माइंड दैट डाउट.
You mentioned that Pandu Maharaj, he was in the heavenly planet. He had 48 minutes, he understood. He had 48 minutes, so he decided to go down to the earthly planet. Why does he have to go down? He can just like everything there and go back
there. Because Swarg, this is earthly planet, is the Karma Bhumi. That is Bhog Bhumi. And that place is not, heaven is not very much conducive for spiritual progress, for cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Described the earthly planet is the best place. So here too much there, Rajogun was there in heavenly planet, Rajogun. That is reason why.
So it means that no one can go back to that death.
No, somebody, but he has 45 minutes or 48 minutes, and that place was not very much conducive. That is reason why even the demigod, they pray the Lord, please give, if remaining, if some piety is remaining with us, certainly we have done some piety, punya. By the influence of punya, we have come in the heavenly planet. Oh my Lord, if there is any punya, any piety with me, please send us earthly planet. So, most most conducive and nice place where easily we can revive our Krishna consciousness, earthly planet. And in earth, earthly planet, Bharat, भूमि, पुण्य भूमि, भारत भूमि, भारत भूमि ते हलो मनुष्य जन्म जार जन्म सार्थक करी कर परोपकार. दैट रीजन, सो दैट प्लेस, टाइम फैक्टर वाज देयर, ओनली दिस मच टाइम वाज देयर. इवन ही टुक द ट्रांसपोर्टेशन वाज आल्सो इन्वॉल्व, ही वुड हैव स्टार्टेड देयर इमीडिएटली बिकॉज फ्रॉम देयर traveling here took few minutes, but he took the risk of losing few minutes, but he decided to come. Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna, Khatvango Namrajarshi, Maharaj Parikshit was lamenting, I have only 7 days, how can I get perfection in my spiritual life? At that, in answer to that, Sukhdev Goswami, no, 7 days more than enough. If Khatwang could get Krishna consciousness within 2 ghadi, usually ghadi means either 22 and a half minutes. The conch shell, we blow the conch shell, beginning and that duration is called 1 ghadi. Usually it should be maximum 44 minutes and, maximum 24 minutes and minimum should be 22 and a half minutes. Beginning, blowing the conch and this is ghadi is called ghadi, this duration of time. Khatwang has only 2 ghadi. If someone liberal one, construct knife, I will consider 1 ghadi for 24 minutes, then 48, otherwise 45.
Just a comment to that question the devotee made. The Acharya says that Agasura, he knew that Lord Krishna entered into his body. And somehow, with that thought, thinking that Lord Krishna went inside, and with bhakti, then he went back home, back to Godhead, and attained sarupya.
Yes, twice in purpose, Srila Prabhupada said, when he was thinking, for he had some attraction, he got appreciation. So that is good, but original text, he was really bad person. Ag means sin. He was not sinful. He was personification of sin, a solid thing. Sin he was there. His agh means not sinful. Sinful means someone committing sin. And sin means personified, solid, hard. There in his existence, nothing was there. Only from top to bottom, only sin was there. Not blood or the other thing are existing. Only existing in his existence, body was sin only.
It's like Putana, her thought was to poison Lord Krishna, but still she attained like mother in the spiritual world. So same with Agasura, his thought is to kill Krishna. But then at the same time, the reciprocation of Lord Krishna is so great that Agasura attains Sarupya.
Prabhupada talks about this incarnation, about different incarnation, extremely causeless mercy of Krishna, especially this incarnation. Other incarnation has no right, no power. Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyame Natishtan Adadar. And even in Chaitanya Charitamrita one describes, Krishna Raja Teko Khela Sarvotama Naralila Narag Babu Tahara Sarva. Krishna Raja Teko Khela. Krishna, Ramadhi Murthy, incarnation by different type of pastime. But when Supreme Personality of Godhead, original Krishna, Nanda Nandan Krishna, Yashoda Nandan Krishna, when he comes personally, then he is extremely merciful. So he is completely blind in this incarnation. Krishna was completely, he was not able to see what other people are doing. Sin. He was completely blind, blindfold. That is blindfold, doesn't see what he had the punya or pap. Only extreme mercy. But this special mercy, when Swayam Bhagavan, Nanda Nandan or Yashodanand, even this power has not. When Krishna went to Dwarika, Mathura and eventually Dwarika, that time it seems that he lost his this potency of mercy. This is minimized. Okay. I think anything. कुछ हम हम पूछ ली जल्दी से पूछिए आप भी माइक के पास आ जाइए ना जल्दी से पता नहीं किधर माइक गुम हो गए ना थोड़ा प्रश्न हम नहीं समझ सके क्या पूछे कौन कौन ले लिया हु कॉल्ड द इम्पर्सनल लिबरेशन एक आदमी का नाम बताए वन हु हैज गॉड इम्पर्सनल लिबरेशन दंत वक्र ही वॉज डिलीवर ही बिकम एसोसिएट ही वॉज एसोसिएट वेन टू बाइकुजय एंड बीजय ही डिड नॉट गेट साजुजय प्रश्न अब एक आदमी का नाम बता एक भक्त का जो कि साजुजी मुक्ति पाक पर वेन द दंत वक्र वॉज डिलीवर्ड ही बिकम जय आर विजय जय आर विजय जय विजय तो विजय वो तो फार्म है ना कि ना ब्यूटीफुल चतुर्भुज फार्म गदा भी लिया रहता है तो साजू जी कहाँ आप एक व्यक्ति का नाम बताइए जिसको साजू जी मुक्ति मिली है पर्सनल लिबरेशन क्या पर्सनल पर्सनल वी आर पर्सन एंड वी विल रिमेन ए पर्सन आवर इंडिविजुअलिटी एंड पर्सनैलिटी वुड बी इंटैक्ट आइदर कंडीशन स्टेट ऑफ लाइफ आर लिबरेटेड ऑफ लाइफ वी आर पर्सन वी आर इंडिविजुअल आवर पर्सनैलिटी एंड आवर इंडिविजुअलिटी will remain intact. You are never ever you are going to lose your personality, your individuality. ये तो बहुत बड़ा आप प्रश्न पूछ रहे हैं उतने के लिए समय नहीं है कि हम मायावाद के शंकराचार्य के सिद्धांतों की बात कहें कहना भी नहीं चाहिए और ये तो बहुत समय चाहिए लेकिन आप के नज़र में दिमाग में नहीं कोई आ रहा है ना कि इम्पर्सनल आपने दंतवक्र का नाम ना दंतवक्र जय विजय था कि जय था शिशुपाल और दंतवक्र दे वेर एसोसिएट ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु जय एंड विजय दे केम एंड देन रिटर्न देयर वेयर इज क्वेश्चन ऑफ साजुज्य मुक्ति मर्जिंग इन द एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ कृष्ण अगेन द सेम क्लब गार्लैंड पीताम्बर वस्त्र दे बिकम पर्सन जय एंड विजय ठीक है एनीथिंग हरे कृष्ण जय श्रीला प्रभुपाद की